And she's always busy taking part in different kind of works. And she's done the most beautiful. Well, she was just we would call her an art student. She had, she would watch birds and snakes. She would draw the picture of that, and she have a quilt that's made that's got a number of things that she just drew it. You know, art mm-hmm. talent. She just snakes and birds and things. I just wish you could see the quilt that she left here for us to see.
I think that is nice. Do you know about your grandfather on your father's side?
Well, my grandfather died when my daddy was 2 years old, and my grandmother lived with her till she was 17, and she married his youngest brother, which was 10 years younger than her. And they lived a happy life on up till he was an old man. And I always enjoyed, we was taught to call him Grandpa because we didn't know anything about our real granddaddy because he died before any of us was born. But they made their living by farming, and my granddaddy, he put a fish trap in the creek right close to where he lived, and he sold a number of fish. Mm-hmm. And we always looked forward to going to Grandpa's to go to the fish trap and get nice fresh fish.
You think he was born in this county?
Yes.
Do you know about his education?
He could read and write a little. He write his name and he could read a little. Mm-hmm. He'd take a paper, and they always had the paper there to read.
And he farmed for a living, I guess?
Beg pardon?
He farmed for a living?
Yes, he farmed. Always grew a lot of garden stuff and sweet potatoes and plenty of corn to make his bread all the year, and watermelons and so many things. I can remember going to my grandma's and getting, you know, was mm-hmm. strawberries. We didn't grow strawberries, but they just had words of strawberries. And so many children is deprived of going to grandma's house.
Yeah.
Was you?
Well, they lived in Alabama, and I lived in Georgia.
And you liked to go?
Yeah, when we would go.
When you did go, you'd like to go. Well, we enjoyed going to our granddaddies, and they would always keep something back, peanuts to parch or hickory nuts picked up. They'd pick up, my grandmother would pick up as much as a big barrel, 2 barrels of hickory nuts for us children to have, to get out and crack hickory nuts and pick out hickory nuts during the winter months. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to all things like that.
And your father, where was he born?
He was born here in Jones County.
Mm-hmm.
Near where I was born, right, just, I believe it's the same house place where I was born. Because he lived at his mama's old house, mm-hmm. home place.
What about your parents' education?
My mother, they had a little education. My daddy, he read quite a bit, but he could write enough that anybody could read his writing. And my mother, she wrote a very good hand, and she could spell real well. Mm-hmm. We all of us children would ask her how to spell words, and when she was taught in school to spell, she pronounced the syllables as they went, mm-hmm. like M-I-S, Miss,